on to item number two, which is an application for a plan of subdivision to the north side of Fraser Road between Two Mile Road and the end of Fraser Road on file DAS 10 of 2009.
Go ahead, maybe just back up, make sure, just in case there's anybody here from Mission, that they understand that that matter won't be heard. Lorraine Stallman?
Okay. If you're here regarding 895-963 Mission Street, then this matter will not be heard until next month, probably. Okay? So, we'll move on. And you've already called item number two?
I have.
Are these all the items?
Yeah, that's every item. Yeah. All the new ones are in two. There's nobody in opposition.
Okay. All right. Call down the applicant in this matter, if that'd be okay. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jim Watling. I'm a land surveyor with Pollock and Wright Land Surveyors, address 117 Fort Street in Winnipeg.
Okay, we have a report that's, I think, favorable to the plan. We have nobody listed in opposition, but there is one person for information. In the circumstances, given that you'll have a chance to rebut any concerns, why don't you tell us a little bit about the plan, just very, very briefly. If you have any concerns with the report as it exists, make sure you let us know about that. And then just maybe sit back and listen to see if there's any concerns, and if there's not, then we'll probably proceed, would be my guess.
Sounds good. The plan calls for a six-lot plan on a subdivision conforming to the existing zoning with extension of Fraser Road, five-acre lots. Six lots with a new road being the extension of Fraser Road widened to the required 24 meters as stated in the ACG report. We have no problem with that. There are a few items in the ACG report that we need some clarification and some alterations. Item number 10 were the developer cutting the grass forever and a day. We'd like to see that lesson to actually after the lots have been sold, since it's usually the homeowner's job to cut the grass in front of their property. I think that's a common practice that usually is done. We have no problem with the cash in lieu of dedication based on the assessed value of the property. We've also had some conversations with Shirley Mateel, I believe, about the cost of the development agreement, that has been more or less not $1,200 an acre, which would amount for a six-lot subdivision to be close to $50,000. It's now down to $4,000, and I think Sherry can confirm that.
Okay, item number 13 is going to be changed. See, item number 13, the ACG, instead of $1,200 an acre, it's going to be $100 an acre. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Other than that, we were informed, I think, just at the last 11th hour here that the city has asked for Mr. Veert to fund the maintenance of the road that he's going to build at a cost of $20 a linear foot, which amounts to an additional $60,000 imposition on him, which we feel is a bit excessive, and given the late hour of the day that this was notified to our client, is a bit unfair to say the least. We feel that this is more or less a taxation issue, that usually the people that have to own the properties along the road to benefit from the oiling and the graveling of the road, usually that's something that may be more appropriately assessed on their taxes on a yearly basis. Given that these houses are going to be built, they're going to be probably assessed at a taxation rate of between $5,000 and $6,000 a year, which will generate another $30,000 annually to the city of Winnipeg. We feel that this charge is a bit excessive, to say the least.
Any comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if I could explain.
Yeah.
As of about 4:30 today, Public Works decided that there was a clause missing from this report and asked that we present an additional clause that the developer would be required to prepay the cost of maintaining in perpetuity the granular roadway fronting the lots within the planned area. That is in accordance with development agreement parameters and unfortunately was missed until just an hour and a half ago.
It's a standard clause?
It's a standard clause.
Okay.
It's a big miss.
What's that?
It's a big miss.
Well, it wasn't missed. It was almost missed.
Yeah.
It was almost missed. Anything else before we call other people to see if there's any other comments?
No, that's just our comment here. If there's any way we can defer that cost or lessen them, that it, you know, that'd be something that we might want to consider.
But we'll see.
That's all I can do.
Thanks very much, Mr. Wildman. I was going to call the other folks' names who are listed in support. There's no need for you to speak unless you have something to add that you really need to get on the record. James Ivanishin, 859 Scotland Avenue, listed in support. In support. Bill Lapushniak, 585 Forbes Road, listed in support. Oh, there he is, in support. Paul Veert and Joyce Veert of 151 Fraser Road, I'm assuming in support. Is anybody else in support whose name I have not called? Seeing none, I'll ask, is anybody here in opposition to this? Before I go to the one person who's listed for information, anybody here in opposition of the application? Seeing none, we have one person listed for information. The person's name is Todd Havoc of 1091 Fraser Road. Mr. Havoc, if you've received the information you need, you can just indicate from the gallery. If you have further questions, you can come down and ask those questions. Welcome, Mr. Havoc.
You
just
got
to state your name and address for the record, and then let us know what you need to, what questions you have or concerns.
Very good. Todd Havoc, 1091 Fraser Road, which is basically two homes down from the proposed subdivision. And my concern slash need requirement for information is to do with the drainage, the flow of the overland water. Each year that I've lived at that property, we have the water flowing west down Fraser Road towards the river. And presently we have two other neighbors to my east, and their water, overland water, flows past my house. And in that area, it's well known to the city of Winnipeg, especially to the wastewater department, that there's considerable overland flooding issues. And in a normal year, we flood reasonably manageable. In a year like this year, I had water up to within 4 feet of my home and 2.5 feet deep across my front yard. And my concern or request for further information is, has it been looked at the amount that essentially quadrupling the amount of water flow for myself? Is it going to be flowing this direction, or will the water flow be heading easterly towards the St. Anne River, the Seine River, pardon me, past St. Anne's Road? So that is, you know, very much a concern because of the noted overland flooding problem of that neighborhood. And you know, as far as opposed or against this development, as long as I'm not going to be having oceanfront property as well as my neighbors in the spring, that's the concern. The second concern is more directed towards the city rather than to the actual development, but because of what the development will cause an extra burden on the road in front. Presently, Fraser Road, that portion of Fraser Road, is it's the end of Fraser Road. It's a cul-de-sac, and it gets the least amount of maintenance, and presently it's beat to where it's very difficult to drive down in a normal car. In a truck, you're okay, but it's pretty hard on cars. And the concern is with the adding of, essentially, which will be doubling the amount of homes on the portion of the road, has the city considered the budgeting concern for maintenance and upgrading of the road? I trust the road in front of the subdivision will be developed to code and all that sort of good stuff, but the additional traffic will be going on the portion of the road that the city owns, and will it be improved to handle the what will amount to doubling the traffic that is there right now? So if the if these are not able, if a city engineer or someone from the Department of Waste Water is not able to speak to the concern of the direction of the water flow for spring runoff tonight, my request would be that this be looked at and possibly get back to council, to the committee, at a later date with an answer.
Yeah, I'll release that. Okay, so, thank you very much. There's a question here from one of the councillors.
Call anybody at the city? There's usually a number on the.
I did.
And
yes.
They didn't let you know about the development agreement and the standards for drainage and the 60-meter or 20-meter easement for a drainage ditch. Did nobody made you aware of that?
Yes, I did speak with the engineer from the city regarding that, and the 20-foot easement.
20-meter.
Sorry, 20. Yeah, 20-meter. I guess 1978 we changed. I should try and catch up to the meters now. The 20 meter was listed as future development, and the concern is future can be tomorrow or it can be 15 years from now, and next spring comes.
There's two other clauses that go with that, and one is that the developer at no expense to the city construct all of the measures identified in the engineering report as being required to achieve adequate drainage,
right.
And two, that the developer at no expense to the city provide a lot grading plan prepared by a municipal engineer to the satisfaction of the director of water and waste for the planned area and provide all required easements.
Okay.
So drainage is always a part of any development, and there will be positive drainage.
And this was the question that the city engineer that I was speaking to, I asked, okay, can you define to me the drainage? When the drainage, we're discussing this subdivision, that water from that subdivision is going to flow onto an existing drainage that can barely handle what is there now.
Right. You've got to supply adequate drainage for positive drainage. It has to be engineered. They can't tell you exactly what it's going to look like till they do the engineering. That's why it's a clause in the development agreement. They couldn't proceed unless they could do it.
Okay, and that has not been completed?
Well, they haven't got approval. Once they have approval, then they do the engineering.
But once they've got approval, then the development goes ahead.
Not if they don't have the appropriate drainage plan. You've got to get the engineering done to get the appropriate drainage plan, then you can start building.
Okay, so that was something that the engineer
it's
was
just
not
sequence.
Able to. Okay, he was not able to address that. And that's really my only concern was right now we're up within 4 feet of our house in a bad spring, in a normal spring. It's
those of us in the south end of the city are quite aware of how wet it can be up there.
Yes, and then the second portion is towards the city as responsibility for maintaining a road that at this point is woefully barely getting by. And will be, in a sense, doubling the amount of traffic on that road.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I think Councillor Swandell answered the question that there is first and foremost to be one of the conditions of the development is that an engineering report be prepared, identifying the drainage issues and solving them, if you will. And then following that any recommended design be implemented to solve the drainage problem.
Okay. Will that be a public process at all? Will those of us that are directly affected by that will be privy to that information?
That would not normally be the case, but I can't see why it wouldn't be shared with you if you were interested. You could talk to Water and Waste about that,
okay.
Because the report will be prepared by a municipal engineer for the Department of Water and Waste. And then regarding your second question, the developer is required to construct the street, the extension of the street, to city standards. And the additional clause that we just talked about moments ago actually does address that. It's the perpetual oiling and maintaining of that granular surface roadway.
Again, we're referencing the portion that's in front of that subdivision. To get to that, you have to drive down the existing portion of Fraser Road, which is not part of this subdivision.
Right, which we're not addressing anything outside of the subdivision.
No.
Tonight, they're just speaking.
Okay, well, it's a concern. To get to that subdivision, you got to drive by that one or else you're driving across the floodway and no motorized vehicles are allowed there.
So. I think maybe the answer to your question is no. There's there's nothing within the current application that would obligate this developer to do anything.
Absolutely. No, not, I realize yeah. that's separate.
But if there was damage to the existing roadway appurtenant to the construction, I think the expectation would be that the road would be fixed. We're talking about an ongoing maintenance issue.
Absolutely. Obviously. No, and I bring that point as realizing it's completely separate from this subdivision, other than within the context of it, if it can be noted that we are going to be doubling the amount of traffic that's traveling down that road, and right now it's barely able to manage it. And so the city needs to be just privy to the fact that it's going to need to be repaired.
Okay. Comments taken. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, we'll ask for the... There's no one else who wishes to have information on the matter? I think we called you already, didn't we?
Oh, we asked for support.
You know what? I don't think we can do that, actually. We already went through
it. As I explained at the beginning of the public hearing process, once your name is called, that's your opportunity to speak.
If you're in support, I'm sure we'll manage to muddle our way through this. We'll ask the applicant to return then, please. Maybe while he's coming down here, this item number 10, the cutting of the grass clause, maybe some background on that. Is that standard fare? Because that was raised by the applicant.
I believe it is standard, but I honestly don't know whether the intent was for it to be in perpetuity or to be until the homeowner takes over. It seems to make sense that when the homeowner moves in, that he and she will be responsible for the maintenance of the
I have never
landscaping.
Like I know in our houses, the obligation is ours once we buy the house. Okay, so what's that?
Because the developer passes along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
The ditch.
The first 18 feet of.
But in anybody else's house, they have to do that.
That's what I mean.
Right. That's all this clause is saying, that they've got to maintain that bit of property out there.
And the
Isn't that what it's saying?
The developer could pass that responsibility on to the lot purchaser, as happens in the city.
Well, doesn't that bylaw already?
So is that the normal train of events when a developer owns the property, then they sell to a private purchaser? Do they automatically flow that obligation to the private purchaser? Is that the standard?
They usually do,
yes. That's why there's a caveat on the title.
Yes.
Okay.
They have to put that as a caveat on the title.
So that's what will be done on that. I don't. There was nothing really that came up in the discussions that you would have to address, I don't think.
Already raised. The thing about cutting grass, I just don't want to see Paul cutting grass till he's 95 years old or whatever.
I think it'd probably be good for him. Yeah. Myself. Yeah. I think it'd probably be good for him. So yeah, in rebuttal, I think you've made your points in your submission. There was nothing that came up in rebuttal that I think you need to address. So, Councillor Swandell, you can retire to the gallery. Councillor Swandell, if you take the chair.
I would love to get
plus the change from 100. Yep, no, I got that.
Okay, Gord.
Yep.
You're moving that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read?
I am.
All those in favor, contrary,
aye.
Carried.
I move receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.